As we finish the book of Shmot, of Exodus, we arrive to Parashat Pikudei. And in this week's portion, in a summary of the book, we hear about the Shechina. God comes to dwell in the tabernacle. We're going to get to the question of why now? We left Egypt. We saw miracles. We came to the split of the ocean. We stood there next to the mountain of Sinai. We received the Torah. And yet we don't hear about God dwelling in our midst. And only now, when they finish the tabernacle, God comes. So I want to start with a story. It's a story I like and I tell it all the time. And the story is this small village in Europe. There is a lottery. The rich person of the town every year chooses one of the small, poor people of the community, of the village, and brings them in to his home. The legends say that in his home, the person who's going to win this lottery is going to receive a meal of his lifetime. And there's also a surprise in the end. And one year, our friend receives this lottery, and him and his wife are so excited because they hear, you go to this meal and you become a different person. Next year, you change your life. And they heard of people that went there and left it, and they were rich and they had everything they needed in life. They were blessed. What happened in this meal? So our friend, let's call him Misha, arrives to this meal, and he sits there in this long table, and this rich person sits in one place, and this Misha sits in the other place, and the rich person takes this small bell and gling, 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 gling. Suddenly, from the kitchen, 20 waiters come with every salad, every food you can imagine. Insanity. And this poor person begins to eat, and he enjoys himself, and he's, wow, it's amazing. I never saw so much food in my lifetime. And when he finished this, the rich person goes on the bell, ring, 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 ling, ling, ling. And the waitress come and they clear everything. And they come back with meat and chickens and every type of main dish you can imagine. And he eats and he enjoys himself and he doesn't know what to do. How it's going to be even better. And when he all finished, the rich person takes this bell, gling, 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 and the waiters come from the outside. They take the food, and of course, you cannot go without a dessert. And they come and they bring every type of dessert possible. Wow, what a meal. Legend. So after another gling, gling, the rich person comes to Misha and says to him, so you heard about this lottery, and I know you enjoyed the meal, but this is the fun part. You see everything you saw here? You see all the vintage, all the art, everything, all the vessels made of silver and gold. Everything you see around you can be yours. I'm allowing you to choose one item from everything you have here, and that's going to be yours. It can change your life, Misha. Think well. Misha thinks, and he takes something, and when he arrives home and he opens the door, he sits on the table, and the wife waits, and he tells her, he allowed me to choose for something. No, what did you choose? And from his bag, Misha comes and takes this bell, and he rings the bell, gling, 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 gling. Surely nothing happens. And again, gling, 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 gling. Wait, my wife, look what's going to happen. And nothing happened, of course. What have you done, Misha? You've ruined our life. Wow. When I was in his home, people came and brought so much food. Everything was ready for us, only because of the ring, only because of the bell. The wife says to him, Misha, you don't understand. Without the preparation, without the people, without the money that allowed him to prepare everything, Only then the bell brings something. Without it, you're just holding nothing, just a bell. The story says something very profound and deep. The reason why God only appears now, after the end of the tabernacle structure, and not in those times, it's simple. Because you want to feel God, you want to see God. God is coming and dwelling only when there's a preparation. When there's something there in the background, when there's ability, there's work, there's something. In the two elements, every time actually from the Exodus, we were just taking, we were slaves. You know, we were passive. Only now, people gave everything they have to be a part of the tabernacle. Remember, we talked about it. They donated and they planned and they've built. And the structure was their heart. They worked hard for something. And only then God appears. That's a magnificent lesson. This bell doesn't mean anything. Only when there's something in the back. Only when there's a preparation. Only when there's something deep. God comes, joins, and dwells. And I feel this story and this message are not exactly equivalent, but they tell you something. You want to feel God, you want to be part of God, act like it. Prepare, do something. Don't realize that it's not going to come from the air like the waitress to the table. There's effort needs to be done. A lot of praying, a lot of good deeds, and God will come and dwell among us. We hope He's doing it all the time. He never leaves. We pray for that, and we're doing good. Shabbat Shalom.